Hey fam, I want to tell you about a new podcast called Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life. We know about people threatening democracy, don't we? But there are also people coming together across racial lines to seize this moment and stretch democracy to serve all of us. Join longtime equity advocate Angela Glover Blackwell for Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life, a podcast that asks, how do we build a radically inclusive, thriving, multiracial democracy, and looks at what one city, Los Angeles, is doing to try to make it a reality. Reimagining Democracy for a Good Life is available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1963, in Americus, Georgia, 15 black girls joined a protest.
One for the matinee, please.
Negroes, get your tickets in the back.
We just want tickets to see the show.
Here comes a whole mess of tickets for each and every one of
you. No.
Based on a true story, Push Black presents The Stolen Girls of Americus. Listen and follow on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast.
The sacred halls of history are filled with the incredible tales of the prowess and might of African rulers. Four of those ruled over the Roman Empire at the height of its power, and we should know their names. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. What little of ancient Roman history is taught in schools typically highlights Julius Caesar, Mark Antony, and Caligula. Because history lessons in the American school system are whitewashed, we never hear of the four African-born Roman emperors. The first and most well-known was Septimius Severus. Born in present-day Libya, he increased the size of the empire so much that he died on current United Kingdom soil. Claudius Albinus was born in what would be modern-day Tunisia. A mighty political figure, he was declared emperor by the military. However, his reign would be devastatingly short. Albinus died on the battlefield against Severus's army. A reputable and skilled lawyer from Algeria, Marcus Opilius Macrinus was the only emperor who didn't come from royalty, heralding instead from a small island off the coast of Tunisia. He fought for peace, but ambitions for the crown overtook him. He reigned in the seat of Rome until his military overthrew him. We already know our true history has been hidden and erased. The truth is we have always been a vital part of world history. Our history cannot be diminished because others feel inadequate. Keep learning and sharing our stories. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.